A lot of people have written about poverty before this point. In fact, just before Mary started his work, Engels was in Manchester and written this famous investigation into life there. Usually, though, poor people are being kind of picturesque, detailed, in larger works where they're being kind of ignored or they're just being on the edges of things. Or they're being in the background and silent, they're being, as it were, part of the court, rather than people who are serious or clear and who spoke for themselves. Now, what Mason did was he put the background into the foreground. People who usually were silent or invisible were suddenly made loud, audible, and they were made visibly present on the page. You shouldn't underestimate how extraordinary that was. Nor could he sentimental as what made him feel. It's tempting to imagine him as something bleeding from the liver. But actually, that's not the case. His later work shows that he had just as many prejudices as his contemporaries were able to fight him. And also, there's very little special pleading in his work. There's very little direct address to the reader. He's simply fades into the background and lets these people speak for themselves. But at the same time, one of the things this writing does, which is quite extraordinary, is he admits, he recognises, he in a sense welcomes the fact that he feels not just sympathy for these people, but it's also a fact of revulsion as well. And writing registers between sympathy on the one hand and recoil on the other, these strange figures. The fascinating, but also the revolting. And his writing speaks to both of those things.